The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jeff Rentsch, website Rentsch.com. We have a big fat link to it on the main page of Infowars.com for the guest today. In that section, today's guest. Jeff, I had Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul on, both the congressmen last week, and they both agreed that the war on terror is a total fraud. When the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down,
mm-hmm.
and again, that's an old order, but now it's public,
right?
Reaffirmed or back in our face. But then they say, you're all going to have this national ID card to have jobs, to live, thousands of private databases hooked into it. When you order a pizza, it'll be scanned through to see if you got any warrants.
Alex is not exaggerating for any of you newcomers. This is not a joke.
That was in USA Today, yeah. But when you order a pizza, it's instantly scanned by the feds, and the pizza places are paid to spy on you.
They'll know everything you eat, buy, purchase, and get rid of.
So how do they get away with this, and what's your take on it?
How they get away with it? Because of the Congress. Congress surrendered years ago to the tyranny from the executive branch and the courts. And the threat of blackmail and bribery has never been more rampant. I suspect that the government has never been more immoral, depraved, and is paying the price. I think it's very easy to compromise most people. Not Tancredo, not Paul, not some others, not Cynthia McKinney. But most people are human. They have vices. They have problems. And the people out to corrupt people in this business and to own them are absolutely wizards at it in most cases. They've already passed, of course, the laws and regulations that we'll need a passport to simply cross the border in Vancouver, British Columbia, or go into Tijuana, Mexico. You go in or out of the country, you'll have to have a valid passport. This is all predicted by you years and years ago, and it's all coming to pass. The real ID card is a tragedy for our nation, in my humble opinion. A total abuse of the U.S. Constitution. It's that very neat little package that was passed unanimously.
Well, it annihilates states' rights, and it tells the states what to do.
States' rights are gone. We won't be able to open a bank account, board a plane, a bus, drive a car, or anything without
They're
taking
talking about, Ron Paul said it's in there where they could put checkpoints on state borders.
They'll put checkpoints anywhere they want. You're right. And they haven't even finished, remember this, folks, writing up the actual regulations in this new law.
Yeah, they passed a blank check.
That's what they did. And no one catches that. They're going to write anything they want in there. And if
we
write
the provision on air, and you have it at rents.com, it just says, do whatever we want.
That's right. And if they don't get it in this bill for some reason, whatever reason, they'll just pass another, or Bush will, or whoever.
And I think it was Thomas Jefferson, to paraphrase, said that the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you'll put up with.
Yeah.
I think that Oregon bill, 742, is a good example.
That was a
download music, life in prison.
You need, folks, go to Alex's website and look at that Oregon bill to give you an idea. I mean, you would ordinarily look at something like this, which was submitted to the Oregon legislature, and it didn't pass, but it was certainly given a good look. This kind of thing, you have to say to yourself, is insane. It's insanity.
Well, the chairman of the committee brought it forward.
Total madness.
Like 125 reasons to get life in prison?
That's right.
And it was like downloading music, having a firearm illegal?
No, that's right. And again, I urge all of you folks listening to go download the article from Alex's website. And
the point is, it shows what they want. It shows
where they're going. That's what they do. They'll go three steps ahead, take two steps back. Each time ratcheting forward another step. That's the way they play the game. And they're playing it out in the open now with hardly any restraint at all. This unanimous vote by the Senate shows that they have been, in a way, unanimously dumbed down or made subservient. You can't look at it any other way. The majority of our elected officials have never read the Constitution and its Bill of Rights. And even if one mentions that one of those things exists, they don't seem to have time to go
through.
Well,
you talked about bribery and blackmail, even more than bribery with the campaign funds, and this has been in the news, this is how they do it. A really good-looking smoking woman, or multiple women, keep showing up at the gym, at your office.
Sure.
Hey, let's go to a hotel room. The one time they do it, that woman says, all right, I work for the CIA. If you don't do what we say, I'm going to your wife. But then there's others who have a taste in men.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they just show you a couple minutes of the videotape they just made of you and this woman, and that's all they need to do. They don't have to say anything. And then you're right. A lot of them have a taste in young boys and men, and we know about the Franklin cover-up. Again, the levels of de- depravity in this country, Alex. I don't know how much more deeply they can be plumbed, and we only know a small mattering of what's really going on. But the evidence is profound that there is a level of utterly inhuman depravity at the highest levels of the powers in this country. And it is being all manipulated and taken advantage of by those who would seek to direct America into the trash can sooner rather than later.
They revel in a nihilistic, self-destructive bloodlust.
These aren't, as again I said, these are not humans by my measure. I don't know what they are, but they're not human beings.
Let's talk about the globalists and who we're dealing with and who you think makes up the top echelons of the New World Order. When we get back with Jeff Rentsch, then we'll get into genetic engineering, what's happening with the food, the water, all of it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway
patrol. This is my road, ladies and gentlemen, my broadcast. For all the stalkers and the rest of you, you're not allowed on this show. We talk about real issues of real significance to all the paid federal informants and garbage out there that wants to bring this country down, to all the parasites. You can take it from me. You're going down. Your New World Order and your parasitic rulers are going to fail, and I know the same goes to you from Jeff Rentsch. And to all of those that love freedom, I salute you. Two quick items. We're going back to Jeff Rentsch, who, by the way, he told me in many, many years, he's only done one other interview. a very private person. We're honored to have him, and I've never met him in person, but I count him as a friend, but interviewed by many times over the last 5 years. And his program, his radio program, is on 9 to midnight right here on this network, Central Standard Time. We're very proud the last few months, I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 months now, to have Jeff Rentsch part of the GCN Radio family. It's really exciting. Now, before we go back to Jeff, 3 showings of my new film, Martial Law, 9-11, Rise of the Police State, at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema coming up in June. Friday, June 3rd at 7 and 10 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse downtown, the historic theater, and one of their new theaters that are popping up all over Texas. They're so popular, food and everything right at your table. Coming up Wednesday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Details are at Infowars.com. And instead of having to navigate around their huge Leviathan-sized mammoth site, you can link right through to the subpage on the calendar where you can buy tickets via their safe, secure shopping cart for any 3 of those events. It'd be great for you to come out at 7 o'clock with the family if you can't make it to the 10 o'clock, or the next week for the 8 o'clock Wednesday showing at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And again, details and maps are at Infowars.com. And at the same time, folks, you can get a hard copy of this new film, my best work. I'm not going to belabor this point, but you really need to get it because it's waking people up. 90% of those that saw 9-11 The Road to Tyranny woke up. That's my second best film. We're getting even better conversion rates with people that see this new film. It is unlocking their minds with the truth. It is powerful. It is professionally produced, shot on the biggest, best cameras, and it shows what the New World Order did on 9-11, who the globalists are, what makes them tick, you know, the real lords of the Sith, and it gets into the police state, 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order a hard copy of that or any of my videos. 1-888-253-3139. When you call that number, they can answer all your questions about specials and the plots of the films and what they cover, what they detail. Or at Infowars.com, we have video clips from the films, the synopsis of each film up there at the bookstore. It's all there, Infowars.com. Or watch it all now online, all my best audio interviews. You'll hear this one. All of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now going back to Jeff Rentsch. Jeff, tell us about Rentsch.com before we play this clip of Cynthia McKinney grilling Rumsfeld that I haven't aired in a few months. Tell us about Rentsch.com.
Rentsch.com is a 24-hour news service that pulls in news like you do from around the world, news that the mainstream media here, by and large, won't touch. We try to present honest information for people who still think, and that's the simplest way I can say it.
And you magnify stories that are mainstream, but that didn't get any attention.
That's right, and there are many of them. You have them, Paul Watson has them. It's a real honor and a privilege, as you well know. It's 14, sometimes 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, month in, month out. I don't do vacations, haven't. It's a great honor and privilege to have the respect and trust of so many people, and you feel the very same way.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is addictive, but it's. I think what we want to try and do as individuals on the planet is find...
Love is addictive. I mean,
that's right.
As you said, being kindly, being angry at what's happening.
We want to find our highest and best use for the planet, for our kind, and contribute. And that certainly involves love as the underlying motive.
Well, the parasites have always counted on people like you to hold the system up while they feed on it, but now they've gotten so greedy, they're going wild.
They are going wild. It's true. And at Rentsch.com, we have, 100,000 articles up there, and news changes all the time. I do not agree with everything I post, but I try to present a panorama, a true panoply of views, opinions, and issues that can help people make their own decisions, which is exactly what you're trying to do, is to get people to think for themselves. You do not tell people what to think. You never have. You never would. You want people to have the information on the chance to make an honest, level-field decision, which they don't have if they are watching the talking heads on the nightly news. It's disgusting.
This Cynthia McKinney clip, I've only played this once or twice. We played it on your broadcast.
Yeah.
I just want to air her question to Rumsfeld. We don't have time to air the whole 8-minute clip. Is babbling, fumbling, turning red, gulping, headlights look. But you were talking about just the depth of evil. Here she is openly admitting all this evil, and then they can't even deny any of it. Let's play this clip in the House Armed Services Committee as she grills Rumsfeld and the guy that was the head of the Joint Chiefs at the time and others. Here's about 2.5 minutes of this clip.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contract today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no. Absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
Now,
the
we'll go ahead and go back.
The second question. I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition. And we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract? And how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current...
All right, folks. And then she goes on to say that I can't give you that information right now.
Right.
And McKinney's been asking for it for years. But notice, you do this, which is all over the news, DynCorp did this, and you just... You go into a penalty box. Well, if somebody kidnaps a kid next door, they get life in prison, and they should. But the point here is that DynCorp basically is the CIA. They've gotten even more contracts. They run security in Iraq, the death squads, they run it. I mean, this is pure evil, folks. 200,000 women and children. I want police and government people out there listening to know, you may not be bad people, but this is who you work for. You see, She mentioned old money. It's over a trillion missing each year, and the Pentagon just says, we're not going to tell you where it's at. And then they get into the war games on 9-11, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, she's a great American, Cynthia McKinney. Wonderful. We talked about Galloway to begin the program. He said one little quote about Rumsfeld that's interesting. He says, I have met, this is George Galloway, MP, I have met Saddam Hussein exactly the same number of times as Donald Rumsfeld met him. The difference is that Donald Rumsfeld met him to sell him guns and to give him maps to better target those guns. So, you know, that Rumsfeld's history goes back to aspartame, the deadly neurotoxin that is in so many drinks and beverages and products in this country. When he had the evidence, of course, swept under the rug and got that passed. He's a long-time, old guard member of the corrupt elite that are running this country. Not a moral bone in his body. They say whatever they feel they have to say. It's okay to kidnap, kill, maim, destroy for life 200,000 people. That's all right. You go in the penalty box for a few minutes, you come out, you keep getting your government contract. This country is being looted, Alex, as you well know. It's being raped, pillaged, it is bankrupt, with no hope of rehabilitation financially, probably socially and economically and in any way whatsoever. It's basically time to reassemble it from the ground up, and that's as far as I want to go with that, I think.
Well, Jeff, now we're talking about this global elite and how psychopathic they are. Where do you think this is going to go in the future? I mean, where do you see America in 5-10 years?
I think 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there might have been, and I'm not advocating such, there might have been a reaction from the military to take control of the country and broom out some of the cancer that has ruined it and continues to ruin it. But the military, as you well know, and others, was cleansed, purged over the years, so that is not something the globalists have to worry about now. The dollar is king, the media is God. And with technology on their side, they have nowhere to go but up in their minds, but down in our minds.
Well, they control the Federal Reserve that issues all the funny money, and that's a private corporation. They literally have the little cotton symbol. They're not really paper. They're fabric, folks.
Right.
They have the machines that buy the world, all because they bought off our government and gave themselves that power. I mean, they own the world because we accept their garbage, and they buy our souls with it.
Exactly. And the only way to do anything about it is to personally follow the path that you think is best and strongest for you to take, to try to take that power away. Don't buy their products. Don't patronize their entertainment. Don't buy into their scams.
And it's start putting more value on family and decency and honor and what's good.
We need to remember. Morris Berman's book, Twilight of the American Culture, is a classic. If you haven't read it, Alex, I know you don't have much time, but he's amazing. He talked about how good people like you and like your listeners and those who still care about this country need to embrace, to hold, to protect, and somehow preserve the values that we have. So when our chance comes again, and it will, because evil consumes itself, as sure as night turns to day, in time, and so we can replant it, to nurture it, to regrow the values of humanity and kindness that this nation used to have and used to be known for.
You're talking about a remnant.
Exactly.
Jeff, we've got about 10 minutes left here. We're about to break, but we got a few minutes here before we go to break in the final segment. Genetic engineering, you know, the phony environmental movements are controlled by the very same corporations that are polluting and destroying everything. They then use it to set up feudal serf systems to take property, to have land management use. Doesn't do anything for the environment.
Genetic manipulation.
That's the real problem. Yeah, talk about that. You're an expert on it.
Well, the biotech industry, we now know how the biotech industry, Monsanto primarily, and others, how they manipulate and how the political collusion is carried out. No sound science is really used anymore. We know how dangerous genetically engineered foods really are in the daily diet of people. We know what they can potentially do to people. That we know that company research is rigged, that people are bought off, threatened. There is now alarming evidence of tremendous health dangers, which is being covered up. It is being done so under intense political pressure and other kinds of pressure as well. Scientists have been offered bribes. They've been threatened, evidence stolen, data omitted, distorted, lies used as punctuation in these texts and documents. Government employees who complained have been harassed, stripped of responsibilities, or outright fired. Laboratory rats fed a genetically modified crop developed stomach lesions. 7 of the 40 rats died within 2 weeks. The crop, of course, was approved without any further tests. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is all about money. It has nothing to do with our welfare. It's
and
not
Jeff,
a new theme, and it continues.
And they nonchalantly will just, it'll be in the Washington Post, oh, yeah, they're putting human genes into a chimpanzee, so it's 80% human, but it doesn't have any rights, and it's in laboratories in Argentina. Oh, yeah, we're putting cockroach and salmon genes in most of the food, and oh, yeah, it could give rise to a super virus. Oh, yeah, protegene, 96 locations, open air. In Texas.
See, that goes back to what I said earlier.
Why viruses? Yeah.
Right. When we talked about, when you've talked about, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Have we reached and passed the point of no return long ago? Or is it just the fatal human characteristic of, if we can do it, whatever it is, we're going to do it as a species? And that seems to be very, very commonly pursued by scientists.
But Jeff, we could do so much. I mean, we could touch the stars. We could.
You got it. That's the operative word. We could. But it's being kept right down here in the gutter, and the greedmeisters are feeding on a harvest of human grief and misery and suffering.
Well, Jeff, I'm a Christian, but you look at the Bible and Revelation, you look at Genesis. I mean, it's like the devil is this evil creation, this outside creature who wants to keep us down, who wants to destroy us, who doesn't want us to expand. And then you could use, you know, the whole analogy of, you know, it's like this evil entity from space is doing this to us, and a lot of people have said that.
Well, I think we need to look in the mirror, because the enemy is in the mirror, and it's there's something in humanity, in this Homo sapiens species, that allows this kind of activity. There's a gene in there, there's some material in there that permits it, and it tends to run rampant once it gets started, and that's what's happening now.
An orgy of pure evil.
It is.
All right, Jeff, we'll wrap up this transmission. On the other side, we're talking to Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. The Info War continues. Stay the course.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Good news is, I've been doing this for now over 10 years, and good years ago, almost everybody disagreed with me. Now on my own little broadcast and many other broadcasts, even where the host is hostile, almost everybody who calls in agrees, and in the general public, people are really not trusting. I mean, the polls have come out, people don't trust the media or the government, but they don't have the specifics. And they do count on you, as Jeff said earlier, to just tune out. To not be engaged.
That's the game. Raise the noise level to the extent that your ears hurt and you want out. And we can't lose you folks who are intelligent, who care, who have a heart, and who are kind people. So don't pull out. Stay informed and help those who want the help. Don't waste your time trying to convince family members and friends of these issues if they don't want to hear it. You just become frustrated. You'll lose friends and cause friction. Find those who are open to it and help them.
And it's good to have like-minded people in your circle.
Oh, very much so. But the people who are trying to derail and subvert this country, don't ever forget that they are brilliant. That Edward L. Bernays was the father of spin, the father of mass media manipulation, and that came out of the Wall Street group in the 20s and 30s. And a genius, a master, died in his 90s. He knew. The media is the tool. It's the most vicious weapon ever unleashed on humankind. The Chinese knew it. That's why they wanted a television in every single household by the end of the year 2001. They did it. They're controlling your population now. It's the television.
Well, Jeb, we know, though, we're having an effect, thanks to all those great fighters that are out there standing up for liberty and dignity and doing God's work, because, I mean, I've had Vanity Fair, American Legion, just masses of major publications, Popular Mechanics, all these publications savaging me, and then all these... I had Michael Rivera from What Really Happened on a few days ago. He said there's all these fake government bloggers out there attacking us now.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of full-time government agents, big industry agents, globalist agents. It doesn't matter. And their game, of course, is to establish a quick notoriety on the Internet. And then if they can't make a big name for themselves, is to attack. In general, attack the messenger, of course, has always been the game. When someone brings the truth forward, the powers that be will attack and try to discredit that individual, to defame that individual. Agents provocateurs on the Internet give themselves away very easily.
Somebody flipped a switch 6 months ago. We're really seeing who people are right now.
Exactly right. No, they give themselves away.
But the lies they create out of whole cloth, Jeff, it's almost comical.
It's you have to laugh at it. It is absolute no-holds-barred libel, slander, defamation, and they know that if you sue them, they win. They know, in any case, they win because their game is notoriety. Their game is to sap the strength of those people who are trying to do good work. True patriots can agree to disagree and support each other. True patriots will not attack each other.
Because the enemy's the globalists. But I tell you, Jeff, whenever I fight the New World Order because I love my family and love humanity and know it's a survival mechanism, but sometimes my ego isn't as big as it used to be. I kind of need that a little bit. And when people attack me, I've been getting up even earlier, feeling even better.
Yeah, it's energizing, especially when you know where the attacks are coming from.
I think when they hear that, they don't believe it. It really is energizing me. I say, keep it coming.
Yes, and the whole game, of course, is to bring people down to their level, to force them to engage. And I have always studiously avoided that. It's the only way to handle it. And there are thousands of them, part-time, probably hundreds full-time. They go on boards, on blogs, and they start wars, they incite violence, they insult people, and they spin. And they spin. And a lot of them will present good material in the beginning, and then it starts to degrade quickly.
And then it becomes obvious. A telltale sign is of the third or more of their materials and attack piece on other patriots.
You got it.
Other patriots can't take your house, can't take your car, can't take your children, won't force vaccines on you. The threat is the New World Order. Jeff, spell out Rentz.com for us.
R-E-N-S-E.com.
Or just type Jeff Rentz in or sightings into a search engine, you'll get it.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming on, my friend, today. I'm very honored that you never do interviews and you chose to come on this broadcast. And God, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thank you. Keep up your absolutely heroic work, Alex.
No, my friend, you're doing a better job. Take care.
All right.
One of the biggest websites on the web out there reaching tens of millions a month. We salute Jeff Rensch. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.